This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Visit. Yes, visiting with Dr. Ken. It's Good Day Health time. This portion of our Good Day Health experiment, every week we have several hours of important information that's fresh, new, researched from Dr. Ken Kronhaus and from Dr. Jack Stockwell. So you're here for the Ken Hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mardura, Florida. He goes through all of the various journals of medicine every week to bring us up to date on the latest things. And often there's a theme. And the theme this week, whether it is, it just is, I guess, because of what people are studying. Sometimes there is some sort of an event going on, brings people of that specialty together. I don't know if that's the case here or not, but I see a lot of cancer news, Ken. Starting out with the latest on men and their experiences with prostate cancer. It can be devastating for some men, and other men doesn't bother much, right?
Well, I think if there's news about cancer this week, it's just random events coming together. Okay. And it is obviously an issue that's actively studied. This comes out of the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association, actually a report from the Mayo Clinic. Doug, a fact is that there are about 175,000 new cases of prostate cancer in America this year. And the news this week, there appears to be an association between plant-based diets and a decreased risk of prostate cancer, as well as a link between dairy intake and an increased risk of prostate cancer. These aren't huge links, and it's very hard to study diets because people change their diet from day to day, year to year, and this is an accumulation of multiple studies. So I wouldn't say that you have to go out and dramatically change your lifestyle abruptly, but if you know that you're at risk, guys, for prostate cancer, you know, you may want to adjust somewhat here and do get your best odds together.
Very good advice. I have never really, you and I talk about the cancer screening that goes on and whether or not, and you have it too, I'm sure, when you have your annual physical.
I just had my PSA.
Yeah, and what was it?
Oh, it's like one.
Yeah, okay. So mine, the PSA count over the years, you've watched it, it was 0.4, 0.6.
And that's then it very went good, to, Lou.
Yeah, but then it went to 1.5, and we were concerned about that. And then you, the genius that you are, said, well, maybe the test should be given before the exam, because we all know what happens when you get the digital rectal exam. And apparently, I didn't know this, but you told me, you taught me this. You said that it'll stir up what's going on inside of the prostate. It might affect the results if you have the blood test after you get the digital rectal exam. So I said to the, it happens that a lady does it, when I, and lately the woman I'm using for my general physicals. So she said, well, there are studies that show that that may not be true. And I said, well, let's just for chuckles.
a study of one we'll do right now.
Yeah. Well, I said, let's not do it that way. Let's wait till after I give the blood and then you do the exam. So I went from a 1.5 down to a 1. In this year's screening, I still would like to have it under one. But the reality is that a lot of men, as they get older, develop prostate cancer, and it doesn't really bother them. It's one of those things. It affects your ability to make love. But other than that, right?
A lot of men live with it. Let me put a little perspective, big picture on that. So first about the lab test, and then about the growth of prostate cancer when it occurs in an individual. Yes, your baseline was low, and then you had an exam and it went up, and then you had it done again before an exam and it went down, and that's your true baseline. But what is concerning, if you do get a normal baseline and then it goes up. You always want to compare the PSA to where it has been, even though if on the paper report or on your computer report, it's in the normal bracket, because PSA velocity, how the PSA is changing, also needs to be looked at. And then also you were talking about the growth of the cancer. There's a wide range of prostate cancer, from incredibly slow growing that we don't even need to treat it. Just watch it, because it won't even get to a concern in decades, and we'll all be long gone. And then there's another extreme on the other side of the spectrum, where it's going to grow so quickly that if we don't do something urgently, you say goodbye to planet Earth. So this needs to be biopsied and scored and determine whether, hopefully, you have the very unaggressive prostate cancer, but it can get aggressive.
Good friend of mine has come from a family. His brother died of prostate cancer. His father died at 73 of prostate cancer. I think the brother was the same age, too. He's now 79. He's put on a lot of weight. I often thought he's not a drinker, but he does, you know, he's always enjoyed rich foods. And I think fat, I think that's been proven, that fat plays a role in your prostate cancer, doesn't
Absolutely.
It? In the prostate.
Yeah. And here's the prescription that most guys will like to hear from a doctor. Keeping on, as you get older, ejaculating and keeping the frequency up also can lower the risk of prostate cancer.
Right, exactly. Having somebody you're close to is probably a good way of doing that.
I think just getting the sperm refreshed I think has probably some link, as I talked to the urologist about this.
Yeah. All right, so that's the first of three important cancer stories that Ken has researched for us this week. We'll continue with that in a matter of moments. The GoodDayHealthShow.com website has our podcasts that are basically an accrual of the important conversations that we have every week. So if you don't get to listen to all of them, or you want to go back and research something, they're always explained what the content is, always explained at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Advancements in technology are giving breast cancer patients more options, including the possibility to regain sensation lost after a mastectomy. The Breast Cancer Awareness Month, medical technology company Axygen is sharing the solution. And here's Smitha Rao with that story.
After a mastectomy, many women are faced with a lesser-known issue, a numb chest, unable to feel the slightest touch. For breast cancer survivor Jane, this meant not being able to feel her newborn baby when she was placed on her chest for the first time.
I remember taking her in my arms and putting her on my chest, but I couldn't feel her skin. I didn't know she was there unless I looked at her, and it made me question if I would be enough as a woman and as a mother.
Jane underwent an innovative surgical technique called resensation that uses a processed nerve allograft as a bridge to reconnect nerves in the chest with nerves in the tissue used to reconstruct the breast. This allograft guides the regrowth of nerve fibers that over time offer the opportunity to regain sensation.
After the surgery, I experienced increased sensation on a weekly basis. Now I can hug my daughter, have her head rest on my chest, and I'm able to feel her breath on my skin. That, to me, is the most precious thing in the world.
For more information, visit resensation.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Here's some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. All you got to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 50% or more on your car insurance. Geico.com. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. So we're sort of prostate cancer. Let's see here. There's a recall of a heartburn drug. This has been all over the Internet. The cancer-causing chemicals that are in this heartburn drug, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this has become front-page news this week again. Doug, pharmaceutical company Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. There really is a company called
Dr. Reddy's.
That. Yes, yeah. They're in India. This week...
What a shock.
They recalled generic Zantac, which is a heartburn relief product, which most of us know about. It's made with ranitidine. This was after the FDA said the drug contains a small amount of a carcinogen. The FDA said preliminary tests found low levels of nitrosamine impurity, and here it's a mouthful, N-nitrosodimethylamine, in some ranitidine products. The medication, it's used to treat heartburn, ulcers, and other stomach issues. It's abbreviated. This chemical, NDMA, is an environmental contaminant. It's found in water and foods, including meat, dairy products, and vegetables. It is classified as a probable human carcinogen. The FDA said it's evaluating whether the low levels of NDMA in ranitidine pose a risk to patients, and that it will post that information when it's available. Large amounts of NDMA may pose a risk, but the levels of NDMA in ranitidine found in preliminary tests barely exceed amounts found in common foods. So don't panic.
Well, remember from how long ago was it? You sent me to that expert when I was having all of the gastroenterology.
Yes, I think everyone has Zantac in their medicine cabinet.
I had it. I took two or three of the capsules and that was it. You know me, when I get onto something, if I feel better after the first time I take it, then I stop taking it. And I did with that, but I still had the little jar of capsules around. I threw them away after I saw this earlier this week, because approach is, why would you take a chance? If you knew something was bad, even if there were small amounts, you know, consider I have no use for the CDC and the FDA, the USDA, all these government alphabet soup operations. Once in a while they get it right, but more often than not, they're so influenced by the big drug companies, especially the FDA, the amount of money that's spent, the things they come up with, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. You know, the shots they take at people who are taking non-drug, it isn't even a medication, supplements. There are good ones, there are bad ones. And I guess that could be said for heartburn drugs, too. There are good ones and bad ones. So
I think the FDA in the last few years is having its foot held to the fire and is becoming more responsive. And here, they were not on the side of protecting any drug company. I mean, they acted very early and very protectively on, and probably the risk, hopefully, is minimal. That's what we're thinking. But they're not taking any chances. So I got to give them a little credit here. I mean, we've been hard on them, but here they actually acted very swiftly. And you go down the grocery aisle this week and you notice the shelves are bare. There's a big empty space because this takes up a lot of room on the pharmacy aisle in the grocery store. Yeah.
Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos of Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida is here. His clinic is open to the public. I guess that's what good doctors do, they try to serve the public. If you choose to get really well informed about what's going on in your body, if you have questions that have not been answered by the doctor that you normally see, it might be this. Dr. Ken is so extraordinary, it's worth the trip. I take a trip every year down there to have him thoroughly examine me so that I know what's going on in my body. I want to know what's going on. So if you've got something going on and you want to know what it is and how to deal with it, Ken is great in that department. Yes, he is a cardiologist, and that is his specialty, but he's all kinds of gizmos, gadgets, and and machinery in that office that give you a good top-to-bottom going over that you really need to have. You need to know what's going on inside of your body. So I guess take no chances. Go see somebody who really can tell you what's going on. His number at the office at Lake Cardiology is 352-735-1400. Let me give you that again. 352-735-1400 for the folks all over Florida, Southeast, all over the country. It's a good stop on your way to see. I never tell anybody to go to Disneyland, even though it's around the corner from where Ken is. I tell them to go out to the Space Coast.
You're going to enjoy some of the new technology we have the next time you visit.
Yep. Well, it may be in December. We'll see. I'm supposed to have my foot fixed in January, which will limit my travel for a month or so. So maybe I'll come down early. We'll see. Meanwhile, back at the reports that are coming in from the various journals, we have one more story about cancer, and that's the... I don't get that people don't get this. If you're a big, fat person, you're obese on top of being obese on top of being obese, why do you think you're not going to get sick? This is like almost clueless, the story about obesity and pancreatic cancer. Obesity causes heart conditions and death from cardiological situations that are created by the obese nature of your body, and it creates a harbor for cancer of all kinds, doesn't it, Ken?
Well, more reasons why I've never met a 90-year-old obese male. This comes right out of the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology, which is just a big word for liver. this week, and what we learn is we know that pancreatic cancer, Doug, is one of the world's deadliest cancers. Yeah. And this is the bad news. With an overall 5-year survival rate of just 5%. Think about that.
Yeah.
Only 1 in 20
Alex
people.
Alex Trebek is the latest famous person to have it.
It's just, you know, it's just not the diagnosis that you're looking forward to. Rising rates of obesity and diabetes could be pushing up rates of pancreatic cancer across the globe. That's the news out of this report and study. The good news, though, is that these risk factors, doctors use these words, largely modifiable. That means if you identify the risk factors, the obesity and diabetes, and you get rid of them, you're going to change the outcome. And so this presents a huge opportunity for prevention. Unfortunately, we lack a good screening tool for early detection of pancreatic cancer. Hopefully, one day we'll have one.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly, again, is, you wonder. I see people all the time, and I wonder, and I guess I'm judgmental, Ken.
How can you say that? I'm joking.
No, I know you are, but you know, I see these big, fat people around, and for the most part, sometimes there are genetic things, sometimes there are hormonal things, but most of it's caused by eating too much of the wrong food.
I wish you could study these people, because they are so common. And
yeah, they're everywhere.
And you know, I talk to them every day, and it's a real challenge that you know, people live to eat.
Yeah. Well, eating is rewarding if you're having stress and stuff, but still, I mean, it just depends on what your priorities are, I guess, much anything else. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here as we continue. Stand by for more of Good Day Health. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Wildfires continue to burn in California. Millions could lose power this weekend from PG&E as a preventative response to hot, dry, windy conditions that the utility fears could bring additional fires. The governor has already declared a state of emergency in Sonoma and Los Angeles counties due to fires. KPIX-TV's Wilson Walker from the Kincade Fire to the north, which is still only 5% contained.
Crews were spread across miles, still defending homes on scorched hillsides as the weather helped hold the fire in place for the most part. But firefighters also had another advantage, and that was a sizable head start.
24 months ago, the state of California started funding pre-positioned of firefighters. We had pre-positioned firefighters and equipment that could respond to this fire almost immediately.
This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Dr. Ken Kronos coming up in this half hour. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen with Good Day Health. In the latest podcast that we have up this week at gooddayhealthshow.com, we discuss a new study that provides evidence that depression and anxiety make recovering from a heart attack more difficult, and then what you should do about it. I try to analyze President Trump's mental condition. Dr. Ken, who has a real license to practice medicine, says, not so fast. But I think it is something I'm speculating, but I also know the signs of certain conditions, and I think that he has them. I don't want to overcook it, but you can listen to our discussion at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, we talk about vitamin B, B6 and B12 specifically, and the risk, if you take too much of it, of getting a hip fracture. I wonder if that's what happened to Jimmy Carter. I wonder how much B he's on. You know, he fell down this weekend and fractured. Didn't he fracture his hip
or
something?
His pelvis.
Yeah, right.
He fell.
Yeah, right. To clarify, do we take no B vitamins or no extra B vitamins? We get enough in our food? Or is there a kind of B vitamin that we should be supplementing? I didn't ask you that when we were talking about this.
Just take a multivitamin which has a reasonable amount of B in it, and eat a healthy diet, and you'll get enough, clearly.
Yeah. I think we talked about how to balance the supplements that are taken in this podcast that's up new this week at gooddayhealthshow.com. I asked Ken about how he deals with the age of his patients, and we talk about the early steps that are taken when a woman shows early signs of breast cancer. That's all over the place. So you want to maintain your good health, find out what's going on in the world of research and how it applies to you in your everyday health situation. check out our podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Speaking of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that sort of thing, there's a study out. Well, the FDA apparently is concerned about breast implants. Is it the way they're installed? I guess that doesn't sound too clinical, but how they're implanted. There are always, there have been stories for years about leaks in some breast implants, right? The silicone that's in them leaks out of them and causes all kinds of havoc.
Well, here's the latest update. The FDA is right on this, and they're considering a strong warning, and they're putting it out for review initially this week. So what's happening is, before receiving breast implants, the FDA feels that women should be told of the possible risks. The agency, the FDA, suggests a boxed warning and a checklist outlining potential harms such as pain, fatigue, and further surgery. A boxed warning is the greatest clear warning that physicians get. I don't know if you've ever looked at the kind of literature that we read when we research a drug, but it's just sentence after sentence, densely compacted with many words. Yeah. And sometimes all of the issues, unless you read every little detail, it can be lost. And the FDA will at times put, when they're really concerned about procedures, devices, drugs, in a box, black border in a box, and that is hard to miss when any doctor researches a drug. And when you see a box warning, you know, you better be aware of that, because it's a very important thing. So that's what they're considering here. The FDA wants breast implant makers to warn women that breast implants are not lifetime devices, Doug, and that the risk of complications rises the longer a patient has the implant. Also, additional surgery may be required to treat the complications. Other possible complications include a risk of developing breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, not good, as well as problems such as fatigue, joint, or pain. These new guidance proposals that patients without symptoms should undergo either ultrasound or MRI screening every 5 to 6 years after implantation, and then every 2 years thereafter. An MRI is recommended for patients who have symptoms at any time or uncertain ultrasound results for breast implant rupture. So they're recommending in these new guidelines, they're probably going to come out, they're just put up there for review. Anyone who wants to comment right now, is that if you do get these implants, that you get screened 5 or 6 years after with ultrasound or MRI, and then every 2 years thereafter.
Yep. All right. I think that's good advice, paying attention to it. There's so much of this stuff around, and so many ads for people to have plastic surgery, breast enhancement, facelifts, all that stuff. So it's the old buyer beware as much as anything else. Here's getting to Ken's specialty as a cardiologist. He's often asked about taking blood pressure pills. When do you do it? How often do you prescribe blood pressure medicine, and what are the most important, what names should we be looking for or should we be most familiar with, Ken?
Doug, 1 in 3 adults before they leave planet Earth will have high blood pressure. So this is an incredibly common issue that I bet everyone listening, either they're adult, they're either taking a blood pressure medication or they know somebody who does, because it's so common. And this comes out of the European Heart Journal, and it might actually have a great impact on people who are taking these medications, because this is a study of 20,000 people almost, and they randomized them to take them either in the morning when you wake up or to take them when you're going to sleep. And the results, clearly the best time for people with high blood pressure to take their blood pressure pills is at bedtime rather than in the morning. If you're on a water pill, you know, this may not apply because you don't want to urinate all night, but otherwise, and don't change the schedule without talking to your doctor first. That schedule means when you take your medications. But this is worth discussing with your physician, with your provider. This news this week reported in the European Heart Journal. Not only does this timing result in better blood pressure control, but it also markedly reduces the risk of cardiovascular death and events such as heart attack or stroke. So a huge impact both on outcome, your prognosis, and also on your blood pressure pressure control. And again, 20,000 people randomized in this study. Huge study, will have great impact on the practice of medicine.
Big study. Coming up, good news for parents, and also Ken's usual shot at pot. That's up next on Good Day Health. Plus, questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Here's the number one choice for non-prescription blood sugar control. News from the folks that have put before you the all-natural approach. If you have type 2 diabetes, if you have, if you're pre-diabetic, you just have a sweet fetish, because one in three Americans fit that description in one way or another, you ought to check out Curalin as a way for you to deal with this. This is the advanced glucose support that is all natural. Modern science looks at this. The issue of glucose support, very important. A lot of drugs are prescribed all the time, but this is a unique blend of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested by the FDA for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels and you don't want to take drugs, that certainly is my picture. You owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Not only does it support healthy blood sugar levels, but also helps you in digestion. I mean, basically, the reason that I take it is because I have a craving for sugar. I love pies and cakes and ice cream and that kind of stuff. And I think now, as much as anything else, I think I'm thinking about it. I don't have lollipops anymore and hard candy. You know, a lot of sugar in there. But maybe you just take a page from the Doug Steffen playbook and try this to see if it doesn't help you out. For a limited time, too, I've arranged for you to get $20 off your first order, first bottle of Curalin. So you can join the tens of thousands of people who have found that finally there is an easy way, a natural way to manage your problem if you have healthy, unhealthy blood sugar levels. Let's get them to the right numbers. Visit Curalin.net, enter the promo code DJV, and let's get that first bottle with $20 off. Start on the program, and let's see if we can't make your body that desire for sweets, or the thing you have to deal with every day, a little more easily dealt with. Curalin.net, code DJV for $20 off.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Many Americans suffer from insomnia, either trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. But some simple cognitive behavioral techniques can help about 90% of people.
Reduce the total amount of time spent in bed. I know that sounds weird, but if you know that you're having difficulty sleeping, spending more time in bed actually increases your anxiety associated with being in bed. And so if you can go ahead and begin to program reducing your total time in bed, that's a good start.
Dr. Timothy Morgenthaler says there are three other important steps.
Second, get up at the same time every day. Number three, don't go to bed until you feel sleepy. Don't go to bed because you think you ought to be going to bed. And number four, don't stay in bed for longer than 15 or 20 minutes if you are not sleepy.
He adds that as you get more confident sleeping well in bed, gradually increase the total time in bed until you are getting the right amount of sleep. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Mothers-to-be who undergo physical or mental stress during their pregnancies are less likely to have a boy and may also have a high risk of preterm birth. This is pretty interesting. The person who authored the study said, quote, "We do know that males are more vulnerable in utero, and presumably the stress in these women is of a long-standing nature." And I guess when you overview the situation, nature usually assures there's an average of more boys than girls for whatever the reason. Matter of fact, the number is 105 boys for every 100 females, which, you know, you look around, it seems like there are more women in school, colleges, and that sort of thing. But males are more likely to die from accidents or that sort of thing. And that's why perhaps it evens out down the road. In this particular study, women who had higher blood pressure and other signs of physical stress had 4 boys for every 9 girls. That's 4 to 9, the ratio. Moms who were psychologically stressed had 2 boys for every 3 girls. So 2 to 3. All of the women in this study had healthy pregnancies. Researchers have seen this pattern of a decrease in male births related to traumatic, cataclysmic events in their lives. One of them, this was something that I found very interesting. If you think back of where were you, if you were alive, when President Kennedy was shot, and then September 11th, that situation really affected births. The study also found that when the expectant mothers received social support, by having somebody they could talk to or count on for help with their problems, the risk of premature delivery disappeared. That's pretty surprising, don't you think? And even more surprising, the more social support a mother receives, the greater the chance she has of having a male baby. So those of you who are planning on getting pregnant, maybe you keep that in the back of your mind. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. All right, so Dr. Ken, we have your focus on pot here to deal with. The story has to do with using pot, men using pot, and I don't know why that would be linked to miscarriages. I guess we'd have to have that explained to us, because I saw this and I thought, well, it's okay, let's put two and two together and see if we come up with 4. What do we come up with?
Interesting. This comes out of a recent study this month from the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, Doug. Men who use marijuana at least once a week, they're twice as likely to see their partner's pregnancy end in a miscarriage compared to those who use no pot. Miscarriages related to frequent male pot use, they tend to occur within 8 weeks of conception, which suggests that marijuana use damages sperm in some essential way. The research is controlled for a number of factors that could influence risk of miscarriage, including smoking status, alcohol and caffeine intake, weight, amount of sleep, history of sexually transmitted infections, and mood disorders.
Yeah, all right. So what about, there are so many positives and negatives when it comes to pot. I guess we're not, I mean, I'm not really here to try to persuade people that it's good or bad. I just think, like a lot of other things, look for the science and see what it is that is provided informationally as to the benefits. I mean, medical marijuana didn't come about as a result of somebody throwing a dart against a dartboard. I think you'd agree with that, Ken, as much as anything else. But I do, you know, some of these things, you know, there's unintended consequences of using some of this stuff. No question about that.
Well, so, I think you have to break it down between recreational versus medical use.
Yep. All right, here's some good news for parents. Let's go through that. This is good.
Yeah, there really is some good news.
People, especially if you have a preemie in your family, right?
Exactly. This is out this week from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Unfortunately, more than half of premature infants, actually, prematurity is a common issue, but the good news is that more than half of premature infants, they actually grow up to be healthy adults without chronic medical issues, Doug. This is a study. It's a huge, huge study. About 2.5 million babies born in Sweden between 1973 and 1977, about 55% of preemies have no serious chronic physical or mental issue by early adulthood, compared to 63% of full-term babies.
Wow. All right, I want to squeeze in the polio thing. Is there a new strain of polio? There are a lot of people talking about that.
Well, last winter, there was this new strain of sad paralytic illness that affected young children that looked similar clinically to polio, but clearly was not polio, and it was a mystery what was causing this illness. And the news this week is a virus similar but not the polio virus has been identified and now has been associated with this no longer mysterious paralytic disease, and we hope it stays to be a very rare problem, and I would imagine a vaccine is actively being looked for.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Questions that come from the minds of listeners, their experiences, etc., etc., etc. There's an environmental impact study, basically understanding stress, I guess, is what this is all about. It seems this is a constant focus of ours here, people asking questions about stress. I think it's because they know that stress is very bad. There are very few, I guess a certain amount of it, I've been told, I must have found a balance, because stress doesn't bother me, or it hasn't taken a toll on me to this point in my life in a physical way that I know of. It bothers me sometimes. It just depends on what the stress is, I guess, as much as anything else, and what the cause of it is. Most of the time, I think most people know, don't you think, that stress has a major impact on our lives?
Well, some have good intuition. You have great intuition in your body, but some don't, and they don't realize that that's really a big culprit. I think with stress, two factors, how intense it is and how much control you have over it, end up being an important thing. A little bit of stress and you have some control over it, you can deal with it, but the other is extremes becomes a problem. There's a very fascinating study out just this week about the more about the mind heart connection. You know, we talk about it all the time, and I think it's really well accepted to have a healthy mind you have to have a healthy heart, and vice versa. And this is a twin study with identical twins, and what they found was that actually environment is more important in genetics in having an initially healthy heart, which then creates less dementia, better cognition, the ability to think and remember late in life. So all of these things that provide a healthy heart, which are changeable, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, whether you smoke, get exercise, eat a healthy diet, the things we talk about all the time, these are modifiable, and these will not only help your heart, but it'll also help you later in life to think better, avoid dementia, and just remember much, much better.
Yeah, remember That's it. I think that mild stress, from what I've read and what you've told me and others, is pretty normal. It may even be beneficial because your brain gets stimulated with the challenges, and that's important. You got to keep your brain, the day-to-day stress stuff, as long as it's not an overload. And I think you know yourself. Some people exaggerate it, frankly, but most people know when they're going their physical. And back to the spiritual, the spirit-mind-body connection.
You want a little bit of challenge. A crossword puzzle is a mental stress. That's a good stress.
Right, exactly. Okay, putting your brain to work, if you will. Here's a question about gut microbes. This may be a better question for Jack, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you eat raw food? Do you eat any sushi or anything raw at all, ever?
Have I ever? Yes. Do I? Is it rare? Extremely rarely. And I went to a local restaurant, which I won't give a plug, that has an incredibly impeccable reputation. Yeah. And I know many people who have gone there before me very successfully. So I actually have been there once.
All right. But what I have found, frankly, to answer the question partially, there are a lot of garden sushis that are around that are okay. My son got married a couple of weeks ago, and we had sushi, and I had a bite of a veggie sushi, which was good because it's raw vegetables. But the raw fish is so dangerous, I think, anyway.
Don't we all eat raw vegetables?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was even considered sushi. I mean, raw vegetables I eat all the time.
Sushi out of raw vegetables, they do. Yep.
Sushi has to have the raw fish component, right?
They didn't say that. In this circumstance, the sushi, they called it veggie sushi. And it was vegetables all
ground up. And that's not vegetables with raw fish?
No.
It's just vegetables?
Just vegetables, yep.
Oh, well, that's a salad.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, it's a salad. Grind it up, right. Exactly. Quick question on seasonal adjusted disorder. We're going into Christmas. Does this cause the depression some people have, does it cause, or is it caused by bipolarism?
I think it's due to changes in the amount of light that we get. The daylight decreases, and sad seasonal adjusted disorders. And the key is just getting enough light in your life, and that will help deal with this.
Yeah, light means artificial light as well as sunlight, or does that be
all
sunlight?
All the same, you know, stay out of direct sunlight, but it's just keeping enough light. It's the shortening daytime light that adds to this issue.
Right, it creates, I get depressed when the sun goes down at 4 o'clock. Who wants the sun to go away at 4 o'clock? Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering your questions on Good Day Health, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.